The question was asked, should one be wearing tefillin all day? So Shulchan Aruch writes, Mitzvatan liotan alav kol hayom. One has a mitzvah. If one wears tefillin all day, he's performing the mitzvah. Aval mitnei shetzichin guf naki shlo yafech bim shlo yisech datomin. But being that in order to wear tefillin, a person has to be careful. Their body should be clean. They can't pass air. And a person has to be careful. Their thoughts should be clean. When we wear tefillin, a person has to have a certain focus. Hey, I'm wearing tefillin. I can't forget that. Ve'en kol adam yichol yizehar bazeh. And in general, not everyone could be careful with that. It doesn't say no one could. It says not everyone could. Nagu shelo la'anicham. So that's why all of us have the custom not to wear them kol hayom, not to wear them all day. But nonetheless, every person should be careful to wear them for Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. So Shulchan Aruch writes that we don't wear tefillin all day. We wear tefillin only for Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. What? Right. If we look back at the Shulchan Aruch earlier, Tzarich sheyu tefillin alav b'shat kriyat shema u'tefillah, you have to have tefillin on you at least for kriyat shema and tefillah. And from the context, you see that he means a shachris. Also, he writes, Nagu olam shelo lechlot tefillin ad achar kedusha tuva letzion. The custom is we don't take off tefillin until after the kedusha of uva letzion. And he doesn't mention anywhere to wear them again for mincha. He doesn't mention that. On the contrary, it's he quotes another halachic opinion that says there are those that say you shouldn't wear them any more than the minimum. Where is that? Here we go. The Yesh, the Magen Avram, and the Aruch HaShulchan says this too, that say, She'en mashin len yotar min ha-chiyuv. They don't wear more than the bare minimum. D'tzichin guf naki, because you have to have a clean body, and that's not something that's so easy to do. It says, the Arizal, who was so holy, would come late to shul, because by the time he finished going to the bathroom and being prepared for shul, he could never get it in time for davening, because I guess if he would go to the bathroom a half hour earlier, he wouldn't finish davening before he had to go again. So that's the way his bowels worked. Bottom line, you see, the assumption is that we have a hard time with this, and that's why we wear the tefillin the minimum. You want to say, I get a mitzvah, if I wear it for this, I wear it for that. Owen said it's not a mitzvah, but you see, Am Yisrael didn't do it. Why don't we check? 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, did you find an average shul Jews that did this? No. I'm not aware of that. I'm not aware of that.